can say that the deal is nearly done, but there are still a few loose ends at Bournemouth end. He lives in Brighton. He wants to come to Brighton. It's just a matter of time. But these things take time. He's got a few problems at the Bournemouth end. I think our end, I think we're willing to go. He has to tie a few ends up, loose ends up at his old club.
What would he bring? Why would the club want Glenn Murray, if it's not an obvious question?
Well, he scores goals in this league. He scores goals in the Premier League. His movement in the box, he can all play up, bring other players into play. Still got a bit of pace, good in the air. He brings quite a lot to Brighton, and the main thing, he will score goals, he's given half a chance.
I know you're an ex-player, you know the club very well, and you know about the Crystal Palace rivalry. Some fans reacting on social media, they're not so sure he went to Crystal Palace. Do you have a view on that? Do you understand that within the football fraternity?
Not really, I don't think, no. He's moved on. He's always lived in Brighton. When he went to Crystal Palace, he lived in Brighton. When he's going to Bournemouth, he's lived in Brighton. He wants to be a part of Brighton, as you can see that. And I think only club he'll come back to, if he's going to move in this window, will be Brighton. Because it's a big thing for the lad. He wants to come and play for Brighton, and the fans have to get behind him. Forget the rivalry. If he does the business on the pitch and gets into the Premier League, everything will be forgotten. Even if he doesn't get put to the Premier League and he does the business on the pitch, it'll still be forgotten because he's a class player and we have to get behind him. Forget the rivalry.
And where does he fit in? Because obviously they've got options at the moment, but we all know about Bobby Zamora, 35, playing, perhaps, not training full-time, he admitted last week to Johnny Cantor. How do you see him fitting in and Bobby and James Wilson fitting into that? Loan still for Wilson, obviously a season-long loan in theory, but could go back to Man United any time. How do you see him fitting into that sort of mix?
Well, you said the word straight away, options, and that's what Chris Hughton wants. He wants options. Some teams think, they're going to play with Bobby and Wilson, some Hemed, and it gives, you know what they're going to get. Swapping and changing it, it only gives them 45 minutes before the kickoff to say, they're going to play like this week. You set up your team all week to play against two certain players up top, or anyway, in any position, so it gives them options, and that's the main key for Brighton. We need options up front, and we need a goal scorer, and he's a proven goal scorer.
And is he still the player he was when he left the Albion with all those goals in the promotion campaign in League One?
Well, I think so, because he's done it at Crystal Palace a couple of years ago, and he's done it at Bournemouth even now. He's played a cameo role, coming on the substitutions, but when he's come on, he scored vital goals. He scored the vital goal at Chelsea for the Bournemouth win at Chelsea. That's a massive. He scored the vital goal last couple of weeks ago against Everton. It is vital, and like I keep saying, he does hit the back of the net.